back to the Gemara in Yevamos. Actually, we read the Mishnah last week. So let's take a look. Let's time to get moving. So let's go to the Gemara. And getting moving means those who tend to ask questions that go off track, please don't ask those questions. And Shlai, your job is to make sure that you can just like wave a little flag at me when you think the question is off. You know, okay? So, and I will just like terminate it then. Okay. Even I have bad tendencies in that direction, Yitzi. So, you know, you're just playing into my weaknesses. Fine. Let's go. So my time in the Rabbi Akiva. Kasowski, read please.
My time in the Rabbi Akiva. So bloy kap ishes ishes abiyu bloy galay kanaf abiyu. Kanaf shara abiyu bloy galay. Kanaf shara abiyu bloy galay.
Now, so Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara will say, lo yigala kanaf aviv is a pasuk away from Le'avom Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, and therefore, whatever Lo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv is, that will generate Mamzerus. One of the Rishonim asks, but there's a pasuk in between, Petzua Dachan and Kruv Shavcha, and the answer is, since Petzua Dachan and Kruv Shavcha are not capable of reproducing, that's the assumption, so obviously the Mamzer isn't linked to that, it's linked to what came before, a situation which could actually produce offspring. So, Mati?
I wouldn't make sense to say that pasuk is meant to be a
Don't ask me questions about how the Tanaim thought the Parshan. Okay, fine. I tried. Go ahead. So how does Lo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv a case of a Lo Saseh? Because Eishes Aviv is what? What's the pun for Eishes Aviv? Mises Beis Din. So the Gemara continues. V'savar la. The Havdia le. Now Anus HaSaviv, why is Anus HaSaviv Chayiv Kares? Because this is the only pasuk, and there's no kares in this parsha. The kares is in Achrimos, and in Achrimos, this isn't mentioned. In Achrimos, only Imo and Eishes Aviv are mentioned. So, therefore, it's only a Lo Saseh, and the Samech Le.
The Samech Le, Lo Yevo Mamzer V'Kal Hashem. Alma Mehani Havim Mamzer.
Right, so that's the Lo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv, and everybody agrees to that last point. But the smichos of Mamzer and Lo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv, even with the pasuk in between Mati, everybody agrees that implies the hekesh, and it tells you what is the definite, what creates Mamzerus. So, the Gemara says, The Sh'er. Or the Rabbi Yesheva.
The Rabbi Yesheva, the Marba Fil Chayve Asay, Nafkalu.
Me vilo, in other words, lo yikaches esher vilo yigaleh kanaf aviv, right? And it doesn't say lo yigaleh kanaf aviv is a separate issue. Vilo implies additional things that would be included in lo yigaleh kanaf aviv for the purposes of the smichus. Interestingly enough, although it's not our issue here, two things become revealed very clearly in this comment of the Gemara in terms of our siga. Of that last line, Ulu Rabbi Simai and Ulu Rabbi Yesheva. What are the two points that you can infer from that? Okay, so that's the second point. Rabbi Yesheva includes Chai V'Aseh. In other words, it was an independent statement. It wasn't a response to Rabbi Simai, which we know from a historical perspective almost has to be the case, because Rabbi Simai would seem to be later. And number one that I was looking for, Benny? Right, Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah specifically is Chayv Lavin de She'er, and the Rishonim can dispute what is included in that, but it really is a separate Shita. In other words, it's not the, there's almost the machlokas between the Tana of this Mishnah and the Tana of the Mishnah Mem Dalet, where there, well, maybe or maybe not. The Tana of that Mishnah says for Rabbi Akiva that Chalutzaso is considered Kiddushin Aron Toshin the Vlad is a Mamzer, and if Rashi claims that Chalutzaso is not a Machzer, or maybe Machzer Grushaso is not Chayv Lavin de She'er, and other Rishonim disagree. But if you're not going to say that Mishnah, that the Chalutzaso and those kinds of things are considered Chayv Lavin de She'er, then you have a Machlokas in the Mishnayis. Two days in the Mishnayis, what was Rabbi Akiva Shita? But certainly the Gemara here acknowledges that the Mishnah here should be read quite literally, called She'er Bas or Shehu Belo Yabo. So the Gemara wanted to know, but if you hold like Rabbi Simai or like Rabbi Yesheva, including Chayv Asay, how would Rabbi Akiva learn this? And the answer is Vilo Yigala Kanaf Aviv. Zach?
Rabbi Yehuda holds just by Anus
Mufut HaSaviv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Anus HaSaviv Mufut HaSaviv is Osir. There is a Mishnah later in Meseches Yevamos. The Mishnah is at the beginning of a perek. I'll tell you where it is. Give me a second. Shnayis would be easier to deal with here, but the Mishnah should be at the beginning of like the 11th perek, I think. Yes, the 11th parak, that's Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph, Nosin al ha'anusa v'yala mafuta, you're allowed to marry the relative of someone who you ma'ane semefata, meaning it's not considered, you know, achosishto, whatever else. Ones v'amefata l'nasua chayif. Someone, however, rapes or seduces if he's married to a woman, then he rapes or seduces her sister, her mother, whatever else, then you are chayiv. In other words, it doesn't have to be, there's no act of marriage by definition. Then the Mishnah continues, no se adam anusasav mfutasav anusas beno mfutas beno. One is allowed to marry if his father seduced or raped a woman. He is allowed to marry her. It's not considered ashes aviv. And same thing for the son, his son. Rabbi Yehuda oser banusasav mfutasav. Rabbi Yehuda believes there isn't iser by anusasav mfutasav. That's v'lo yigaleh kenaf aviv. Kenaf shira aviv. So is us
attending.
Correct. Rabbi Yehuda is not being commented upon here, although it seems that all the Tanaim agree that you're going to learn from Lo Yigalech Kenafaviv. So Pashas would be that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that this Mamzerus at least from Chai Be'lav in the share. Beyond that, you don't know.
So what's
Nachman Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? There is an Afkamina. They're just saying Rabbi Akiva, who reads it as Chai Be'lav in the share, is because he assumes, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Lo Yigalech Kenafaviv refers to Anusa Savim Futa Savim.
And both of them would make the Dasha the Sichos.
Correct. Presumably Rabbi Yehuda would as well. But Rabbi Yehuda didn't offer opinion in the Mishnah, so we can't be sure about that.
So we could, in theory, we could have asked, well, Rabbi Yehuda and Agamon, or...
Well, again, the Gemara just says, you should assume, Lefi Pshutan Shel Dvarim, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva. Since everybody seems to agree that the definition of Mamzerus is based upon the smichos of Lo Yigaleh and Lo Yavo Mamzer, and since we know how Rabbi Yehuda for sure, the Gemara here only hypothesizes Rabbi Akiva must read like Rabbi Yehuda, because otherwise how would you get Chayv Lam in the share? Rabbi Yehuda presumably would agree with everybody that you make the smichos, and therefore since we know what he holds by Lo Yigaleh and Afavim, presumably he holds it like Rabbi Akiva, at least Chayv Lam in the share. Beyond that, you don't know. Even a Mishnah Torah, he's Doresh. That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
Ironically, it's Rabbi Yehuda, right? And look on Daf Hey and Aleph, I think, it's Daf Hey or Daf Dalet in the Mishnah. I think Daf Dalet. They talk about that, maybe an early Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's on an Amar Aleph. Okay. Afil Lamanda Amar Lo Doresh Smuchim, Mishnah Torah Doresh. And there's a whole discussion why that is and so on. Okay. So anyway, so those are the two things you see from the Gemara's continuation. Derech Agav, that Rabbi Simoi, that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Simoi, meaning only Chai V'Lam and Dishair, however you define that. And number two, that Rabbi, the Gemara here assumes that Rabbi Yeshevav stated his din independently, and he has a more expansive din. He assumes that, according to Rabbi Kiva, all Isurim, Kiddushin, and Tosin, and Kreis Mamzeris, except for, as the Sugya's claim elsewhere, the Sugya doesn't say it, but I don't assume it disagrees, Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Fine. So now, the Gemara continues. Go ahead, Akiva. Shimonatemani
Savar Lakarabana. Damri Bishomeris Yibom Shalaviv Hakasamadaber. Deavula.
Shomeris, the term is, I don't know why, Shomeris Yavam. She's like waiting for the Yavam is the guy who would do the Yibam, the Yavam and the Yavama, so she is waiting for the Yavam. Okay? So the Pasuk is speaking about Shomeris Yavam, namely, how does it come to be, how do you get that to be Shomeris Yavam Shalaviv? Firstly, who was Shomeris Yavam Shalaviv? What is the relationship in terms of Arayas? Eishes Achi Ha'av. That aunt, the non-blood aunt who is prohibited min HaTorah. Eishes Achi Ha'av. So how do they get that from the Pasuk? V'lo yigale kanaf aviv. So they read the kanaf that's anticipating Giloy in his aviv. And it's waiting for his father. Pshuta Shel Mikra, of course, is really what? And this is the answer. It's Eishes Av. It's just an explanation. Lo yikach Eishes Aviv, and thereby v'lo yigalek enough aviv, which will be Rabbi Yoshua Shita. But anyway, so Shimon Taimani Darshins. It's b'shomeres yavam shalav akasam and daber the hav yilei go ahead Akiva. The hav yilei.
The hav yilei chayvei krisus.
And the samach lei.
The samach lei lo yivu mamzer. Alam chayvei krisus havei mamzer.
All right. Because you misread that word, I'm going to make this once a year contribution that I quote Rabbi Dulitz. There are four Aleph Lam and Mem words, and those are Nagar. Where's Nagar? He was here before. Okay, but so he's heard it enough times. What are the four Aleph Lam and Mem words? They should be obvious, but Ilema, if you're going to say Alama with a Hey, which is just Lama, why? Alma with an Aleph at the end. From this we see, and Ulme or Alima, which means strong. Okay, my Ulme the Hayase, my Hayase. Or an alum is a bully. So those are the four That probably, by the way, I'm guessing is originally an ayin, because in Unklus, last week's parasha, Chazak Pamatz is Tekafa Elam with an ayin, so I assume that was an ayin that got lost and turned into an aleph. But that's just. What? I just gave you a male. That was the first one. If you're going to say what? Dovi, you say something? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was part of it, but I'll just comment on that as well. There are two ilmaleis in Shas, one with a yud and one with an aleph. Ilmale with an aleph means were it not. Ilmale is if it were. There's a Tosfos in Megillah, the beginning of the third parak. I think it's Daf Chaf Gimel Aleph who points that out. They quote Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says that ilmale with a yud means if the positive, as opposed to ilmale with an aleph. And by the way, when you look in what's that? When you look in, that's a biblical Hebrew word. I may be a mistake Hebrew, but it's not Aramaic. I don't think, maybe it is, but I don't think so. What was the word in Chagiga Chaim? Even if you were awake, I don't know if I could ask you that question. In the beginning, the two, it might have been Ilmei. It might be also. Okay, fine. What's that? No, but you know the two mutes that were in front of Rebbe, and then he prayed, and they in the discussion of Hakel when Laman Yishmu Laman Yomadu. I think they were Ilme, Hani Tre Ilme, you know, Davi Yasve Kami Rebbe, and they would always be nodding their heads, but nobody knew whether they understood. Okay. If you look many times in Shas, when you have Ilmale spelled, I don't know if with the Yud, you'll see in the Mesorah Shas, he'll say, Ayin Tosus Megillah Daf Chaf Kim Olam and Dima Maschel Ilmale. He's always referring to that Tosus who makes the distinction between the two. So I'm sure there are 30 places in Shas, at least you'll find that little note in the Mesorah Shas. So you don't have to look it up, now you know what it is. You should look up Tosus once, but then you'll know what it is from here on in. Okay, so anyway, so Alma, from this we see, Mechaive. Fine. Rabbi Yeshua.
Luchtov Rachman lo yigale. Lo yikach. Lo yikach. Lamali. Ela lav hachikamar. Hey, lo yikach ad lo yigale hale mamzer.
I don't want to get into the discussion exactly how he's reading this, but I'll just tell you Pshuta Shemekra, which is not the way it's being presented, is that's the reason why. So that said, Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's Eishes Av, and therefore from Eishes Av is a mamzer, which is Mises Bezdin, and not from Mir Chayvei Krisis. It does raise an interesting question in that. How would you know from this that an Eishes Ish? Number one, how would you know that Eishes Ish has Mamzeris? Because after all, an Eishes Ish is more kal than Eishes Av. Why is an Eishes Ish more kal than Eishes Av? What?
Punishment
and she has Heter. And even argue a step further, if you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, which we don't, at least in the Al-Chaitz, I don't think the Rambam Paskin's that way, but if you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, you assume that Skilas Chamura Misrefa, how would you know that Isho Bita also generates Mamzeris, because it's only Srefa? How would you know that? That would be the question.
Maybe that's the odd.
No, the way Darshan's is Me lo yikach bi ad lo yigale is Eishes Av. There's the prohibition that's found between those words is Eishes Av, and that generates Mamzeris. Again, it's a funny way of reading the pasuk. We show him talk about what exactly that drasha was, but at the end of the day, it's Eishes Av. And therefore, if Eishes Av is a skila, so then how do you know the other things? Okay. Anyway, so, yes.
Yeah, so is the Karis from Shomer HaSiyavam because it's his aunt, or is
his
aunt Shomer
HaSiyavam? No, it's his aunt. Shomer HaSiyavam is just a shorthand to describe it. What's that?
So the Shomer HaSiyavam is just so you create the drasha
from Kanaf Aviv, yes. Okay. The Kanaf which is expecting Aviv.
Okay.
Yep. But normally we'd say Shesachia Av. Right? But if you say Shesachia Av, you don't understand how is that in Veloy Galek Kanaf Aviv.
Right. Okay.
Right. So that's, I think, why. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. Go ahead.
I'm Rabbi Hakol Modim. Deval Anida Valasot Hashem Avlad Mamzer Nida. Deha Tafsi Yipa Kedusha.
Sure, note what the Gemara claims here. Nida, the Tafsi Ba Kedusha. It's going to be the same thing for Sota. What does that tell you?
If there's Tafsi Ba Kedusha, I can't get Mamzer.
Correct. And by definition, that tells you if there is mamzerus, there's no tfisas kiddushin. But what it doesn't tell you is the possibility that there is no tfisas kiddushin, but there's also no mamzerus. Yeah,
Yitzi? Maybe that is what's driving Tosfot's point later when he says that it's that they could have cited even Rabbi Yeshua.
Let's just wait. Let's hold up. Can we just hold off on that for a moment? Okay. Okay. So the Gemara continues. That's a shorthand. The drasha is afilu b'shasti dasa. It should be in kiddushin. You see, tehei b'havaya. Yep, that's the girsa in kiddushin because that's the actual basis of the drasha. Usahi. It's almost like usahi benidasa alav, that she still married him, she still has a vayu with him when she's a nida. Okay, and then right. So why? Because as I mentioned before, that when a woman commits adultery, we don't say she's no longer married, because otherwise it would be a slightly crumb but nonetheless efficacious solution to the aguna problem. Yes, it's
in terms of the language. Mm-hmm. Is the implication supposed to be that the Gemara reads that it's not that it's tofes, it's that she's still, she continues to have her?
So you're asking the question, which is really discussed by Tosos on the next point, on the Sota case. Rashi writes, exactly what I said, that just because a woman's mizana doesn't mean the kiddushin are pake. So the question then becomes, well, what if he divorces her, which he's supposed to do, and then remarries? Tosos and Ein Ches thought that Rashi, I told one of you to look at this. One of you is bugging me. Zach, was that you? Yeah, so you looked at. You have a chance to look at Tosos or no? It's okay. No complaints there. So Tosos and I keep saying Ein Ches. Samachas amad aleph dibar maschal akol modim. So he quotes Rashi from Yevamos, who says, so he says, only who hasn't gotten divorced yet, but once she got divorced, then to try remarry her, kiddushin wouldn't be tosin. Now, which is interesting, because by Nida, I don't think anybody has that Hava Mina. In other words, even if you're Mekadesh Nida, the Kiddushin are Chal. As you could have said, when your wife becomes a Nida, she's not, I mean, if that were true, if she lost the Kiddushin, that would be a marvelous solution to the Guna problem. It would create a whole sorts of other, you wouldn't have to violate Isser, but it would create all sorts of other problems. Every time a person's wife became a Nida, well, now she would be free to decide she wants to marry someone else. It's obviously ridiculous. But we don't even have a Hava Mina, I think, to say that if you're Mekadesh Nida, the Kiddushin are Chal. I don't think this is a serious Hava Mina, although maybe you'll say it's based upon what Abaye says. And a sahini the salav means not only the husband that they continue to be married, but the kiddushin or tofsin. So Tosus goes on to ask kashas against this, and finally Tosus says that maybe Rashi didn't actually mean that. In other words, Rashi might say that once, if he hasn't divorced her yet and he has a child from his sota, the vlad is not a mamzer, the din holds even if he divorces her. You could say that's what Tosus thinks on the end. So that's why I don't think that there's really a difference. I think that the Gemara in Yevamos is just a shorthand formulation, you know, but I wouldn't make terribly much of it. All right, so that's Tosis, the long Tosis on Samech Hasem and Aleph in Kedusha. Okay, so Tanya Nami, so Sota Nami, Akiva?
Sota Nami.
Fine. Now the Gemara is a Braisa, Tanya Nami Hochi, which obviously Abaye didn't have, because if Abaye had had the Braisa, what would Abaye have done? He would have cited the Braisa. Okay. Now Amaram didn't have all the Braisa, so what does it say? Hakol Modim.
Hakol Modim, Vival Anida, Vela Soja, Vel Shomeres Yabam, Shein of Blood Mamzer.
Okay. Now, Vabaye.
Vabaye, Shomeres Yabam, Misfika.
So this is a little complicated, but I don't want to dwell on this topic at great length. What is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Whether a kiddushin or tosim by Yevama. Yes, so there's a problem here, because this gemara implies what? Well, the kiddushin were not tosim, the vlad would be a mamzer. But that's a little bit complicated. And what is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Machlokas is not whether kiddushin or tofsin or not. What is the machlokas? And if you look up the machlokas, on side the base and base, machlokas is whether kiddushin or vaday not tosin or kiddushin or suffik tosin. If I'm not mistaken. Amar Rav, the top of Tzadi Beis, Amar Yudam Rav, Minayin Shei Kiddushin Tosim Beivama Shenemar Lo Siyeh Eish HaSameis HaChutz HaLizor Lo Tehebo Havaya Lizor. Shmuel Amar Be'anyu Seinu Tzricha Get Tzricha Get. In our impoverished knowledge, she requires a get. Misapkele L'Shmuel Hai Lo Siyeh Eish HaSameis Ilalavu Da'asa Ilo Tavsi Ba Kiddushin Da'asa. Is to tell us that Kiddushin are in Tosin, or to tell us that it's simply prohibited?
So it's a speak.
So if I'm not mistaken, we paskin that it's like Shmuel, it's a suffix, but we don't treat the vlad as a suffix mamzer. We assume that vad is vad like kosher. We assume that even though kiddushin aren't tosin by a yevama, nonetheless the vlad is not a mamzer. Why would one say such a thing? Why one might say, even if you hold, like the Gemara here implies otherwise. Right, the Gemara implies here that if you held like, in other words, why didn't Abaye say Hakomodin be ba al shomeres yavam that kiddushin are tosin? And the Gemara says because and the vlad is not a mamzer because Hakomodin. I'm sorry. Why did he say Hakomodin be? B'yivama l'shuk she'ain havlad b'amzer, because he's not sure whether like Rav or Shmuel. The implication is that if you held like Rav, what would it then be? Correct. So Rashi says, "Ika Rav damar peke she Rav b'minayin shekidushin tosim yivam b'salei shirem eshechud lizar l'sir b'yavai lizar v'havlad b'amzer." Okay, and Shmuel said that was mesupak. So in truth, it's even according to Shmuel, it should have been a safek b'amzer. So it's not because the truth is not because he didn't know who to hold like Rav or Shmuel. Right. So I think. Does the Gemara really imply this? I don't have a Rambam here to check, but I'm pretty sure we passed on the vlad is not a mamzer in the kiddushin. I think are not tosin, or not tosin misafek. But nonetheless, it's not a safek mamzer. So why? Firstly, you tell me why. You have to explain two things. Al pi svara, why should that be the case? Yitzi. Well, you would say this woman right now can't have kiddushin with. Well, I mean, it's a little tricky, but it's not a regular lav in that her kiddushin aren't tosin with anyone except, in other words, I would say the following: kiddushin right now for her are tosin with nobody, nobody, not even the yavam. The yavam can't do kiddushin with her. Kiddushin means nothing. Yibum means something. That's something different. So that's why you could say that even if kiddushin aren't tosin by yavam alashuk, since she has kiddushin right now with nobody. Therefore, child's not a mamzer, much like an Eved and a Goy, Habal Bas Yisrael. That could be the svar. How would you read it in our Gemara, though? Rashi reads the obvious implication. So Tosus asked the Kasha, and he's going to disagree. So I'm not going to read the end of the Tosfos, which required me to think about it, but how would you read the Gemara? If in fact it's true, even according to Rav, the Vlad wouldn't be a mamzer, so why didn't Abaye include it? So I would have thought that he would say, the whole point of the Gemara, if the halacha is like Rav, why doesn't Abaye say Hakol Modim? The Vlad is not a mamzer, but what? What is Abaye's pattern of? Correct. And as according to Shmuel, if you take the tzad suffik of Shmuel, that kiddushin are tofsin because it's just a lot, then you would say child's not a mamzer because kiddushin are tofsin. But if you say like Rav, that Kiddushin aren't Tosin, and still the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So it's true, HaKol Modin, maybe, I'm not even sure, HaKol Vlodin, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, but Kiddushin still aren't Tosin. And therefore, it wouldn't fit the pattern of Nida and Sota. By Nida and Sota, the reason why the Vlad is not a Mamzer is because the Kiddushin aren't Tosin. That Yivam al-Ashuk, the reason the Vlad is not a Mamzer is not because Kiddushin aren't Tosin, because Kiddushin aren't Tosin. It's because it's not Shaykh Kiddushin by the Yivam al-Ashuk. That's what I would have preferred. If you want to avoid Rashi's reading of the Gemara here, that according to Rav, the Vlad is a Mamzer, and that's why Rabbi wasn't sure whether he was like Rav, that's why it's not counted here. Fine. So that's this Gemara. So basically, it's a three-way machlokas atanoim based upon how you interpret the word v'lo yigalei kanaf aviv, anusas mefutas aviv, shomer siyavim shel aviv, or eshes aviv. And depending on what you choose for those three isurim, for that isur, which one of the three isurim, so that will determine whether or not, what is the definition for mamzeris. Okay, so that's the Gemara Yivamos. Let's go on to the Gemara Kiddushin. Thank you very much. Zach, please read. Read the Gemara firstly quickly, just the basic rules of Yochsen. Child follows the father. What does it mean? Yesh Kiddushin? That Kiddushin are Tovsin and Ein Avera. It's a permissible marriage.
It's a little bit extraneous. There's Ein Avera, then there's for sure Kiddushin.
Correct. Okay, so in all these cases, the Vlad, actually, the man of the Kohen Gadol, the Vlad is not really following the Pogum. Why not? What's that? Right. So, and if the almana became pregnant on the first try, that's the interesting question. If a Kohen's wife is pregnant and then she becomes a zona, so we don't say that the Vlad that's born is a halal. Why? Because he was conceived before she became a halala. Here, when the Kohen Gadol is born almana, so it might be that Gita V'yada Ban Ke'echad, that through the act of Bia, she becomes a halala and becomes pregnant, and therefore that's called Havlad Halach Erech Pogam. That's what you have to say. Yitzi?
Can you say that if she becomes a halala through the act of Bia, and then the Vlad does not take on a status until birth? So it's not all kachad even?
No, but had she been pregnant, you know, before she became... In other words, I would say the following... That's a really interesting. Now, the woman has to be a halala before she becomes pregnant. Otherwise, the Vlad, the fact that the Vlad isn't born yet, he's not going to be a halala. It follows conception. Follows conception. You'll hear you say that you get the via the bond kecha. Continue. Right, so that's the basic definition of a mamzer, where you have no kiddushin with this woman, but there could be kiddushin with other people. And that, even though the Mishnah doesn't talk about it, it's on the basis of this Mishnah that there are Amoraim, many Amoraim who hold that Eved Va'akum Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, Havlad Kasher, why? Because the only time the lack of Tvisas Kiddushin is an indicator for Mamzeris is when the Kiddushin would have been Tosin with these people, with other people. But in this case, the Goy and the Eved has no Kiddushin with anyone, and therefore the absence of Tvisas Kiddushin doesn't, in fact, make Mamzeris. And I know I said this, but I'll repeat it to you because it is the Maskana of the Gemara, which we're not going to read, which is on the second sheet, which is that the Gemara in Yevamos comes to the Maskana that an Eved V'achum Habal Bas Yisrael, not only is the Vlad Kasher, but the Vlad is Kasher even if she's a married woman. Even if she's an Eishes Ish, if she has an affair with a Jew and has a child, the child's a Mamzer. She has an affair with a Goy and has a child, the child's a Kasher. Benny? Ah, very clever. Okay, I wasn't going to go down that road, but yes, you could say that. That's the question. If you say there's, you learned Yivamos, so you know. He's a Charif here. He knows Tosus and I think it's in the second paragraph. Oh no, Tosis asked the question. The Gemara says, like this, why don't you do Yibum when there's an Issur Lav? Let's say a brother's wife is also, I don't know, a Chalala, and he's a Kohen. So why can't he do Yibum since Aseh do Chalos Aseh? So the Gemara's answer is, Gzeira be Rishona to be a Shnia. You're right, Minatari you could do Yibum, however, and that's why you have to do Chalitza, but you're only allowed to do be a Rishona, but if you did, but once you did the Bia Rishona, you didn't have to divorce her because you couldn't have Bia Shnia. So what's the point in doing Yibum in the first place? So Tosus asked the question, why don't you say that that Gzeira Tchilas Bia Atusof Bia, that you're only permitted to do Ha'ara, you know, to have Tchilas Bia and immediately withdraw so you don't, because Sof Bia is unnecessary for Yibum. By all Isurim and Kinyanim of Ishus, it is sufficient that Tchilas Bia, with the exception of Shekha Harufa. So why not say Gzeira Tchilas Bia Atusof Bia? So one Teretz Tosus says Einachanam, it's really what the Gemara means, but I don't know if he maybe has another Teretz. So Benny's suggesting that not a problem here because the Kohen is Mechalal, the Kohen God is Mechalal the Amana with Tchilas Bia, but at Tchilas Bia there is no there can't even be conception yet, right? In other words, there has to be the assumption is, and this is true physically generally correct, is that you will not have Hotzah Zera until you have what we considered Sof Bia. It would not be normal to have such a situation. Under normal circumstances you wouldn't have that. That's why they learn, by the way, by Shivcha Harufa, the way they know you need Sof Gmar Bia is because it says Ishki Ishkavis Isha Shivcha Zera of Hishivcha Necharef Eslesh. In other words, it has to be a Bia which is Ruya of Shivcha Zera, and normally he's not going to have Behotza Zera unless he's had, you know, full Bia and then some. And therefore, so he's suggesting, why not say that he's Mechal Har Ha'ara'a, which is true. If he only did Ha'ara'a, he would have been Mechal Har, and say that the Sof Bia, you know, is when she has the potential to become pregnant. Okay. No. Yes.
The Kohen himself becomes a Chalal?
No.
She is
only
Chalala
she.
And
the only she, and therefore you would say the Vlad is Holecha Har Pogam.
And he's over the Dochan Ram's
kid. If he does tshuva, we let him go up to the Dochan. If he divorces her and so on and so forth. Yeah. Correct. It's the same problem with Mamzer. It's just nowhere near as bad as Mamzer. Because being a Chalal or a Chalala is not just not that big a deal. Not such a big deal, whereas being a mamzer or a mamzeris is a very big deal. But it raises the same question of, what ish b'chato yumasu. Yes?
Only some Amoraim make this deal that she'en la la kiddushan la yesh la achen kiddushan by Adar Akumbala la sejal. It seems pretty clear.
It's not 100% clear, and you'll tell me why after you finish reading the Mishnah. Akiva, what's your question?
So with regard to the whole mamzer and the ish b'chato yumas, does the Torah consider mamzer as a punishment for the parents, or does it consider it?
Well, I don't want to go on.
Someone has fetal alcohol disorder. Yeah.
Are you quoting me? I've said this in the past, but it's not a very good teretz. In other words, just as you can have a physical blemish where unfortunately the child suffers for the sins of the parents, you can have a metaphysical blemish as well. Except for that clearly the Torah is doing it to discourage a certain kind of behavior. So at the end of the day, look, fetal alcohol syndrome is also a shaila in theodicy. In other words, it's the same shaila, but people don't get worked up over it. They only get worked up when the Torah imposes it for some reason. So, but that also starts from an assumption, by the way. I'm just going to point out, the you're not asking this question, but others are asking the question. It's an assumption is that... It's sort of like that. It's not when there's a rabbinic rule, there's a halachic way, but basically that, well, if it's unfair, the Torah shouldn't do it, therefore. And there's our sense of unfairness, and, you know, our sense of unfairness may not, you know, we have a certain sense of what's fair and what's not fair, which maybe is not always shared by everybody. And the notion of collective punishment is not as foreign to the Torah as perhaps it is to the modern American individualistic mindset. Without suggesting, you know, one is better than the other, but you can't ask Akasha because the Torah is starting with different premises. Anyway, but I've used that analogy, fetal alcohol syndrome. And the truth is, when a child it's a child suffering for the behavior of the parents. So Mamzeris is the same thing. Rather than the physical realm, it's the metaphysical realm. Okay. So anyway, go ahead. So Zach, you'll explain why you answer your question. Right, but if there's no kiddushin for her on anyone, then the Vlad is kamosa. Okay, so now I ask the question. Zach wants to know how could any of the Amoraim have said that Eved Va'akum Habal Bas Yisrael have life Mamzer, if after all the Mishnah says that Chol Mi She'en Lo Lav Kiddushin Avayesh Lo Achem Kiddushin Havlad Mamzer. So you want to be medayik from the Reisha, but others could be medayik from the seifa. And it's when the Gemara, when the Mishnah gives the example of homi shen lalav kedushin v'lo achem kedushin havlad kemosa, why didn't it give also the examples vlad shivcho nafris and vlad of eved bas Yisrael and goyim bas Yisrael? But it didn't. It only gave one half. And that leaves open the possibility that if you want to be medayik from the seifa, that Yisrael habal shivcha v'anachris, the vlad is kamoha and not a mamzer, unlike the previous line. But if it were an eved v'achma babas Yisrael, the vlad would be a mamzer. So you're right. If I ended the Mishnah, I went through the same shakla entire in my head a week or two ago, when I reminded myself, when I looked at the Mishnah again, I said, oh wait, you know, we've seen two Gemaras, Bavli and Yerushalmi, that have such a shita, but it's not universal. But then I realized it's a Peferish Mishnah, but then I realized it's not a Peferish Mishnah. In other words, that's the gap between cases 3 and 4.
But you can get a duke by the Sefer either for Kasha or Mamza.
And in fact, well, you wouldn't say Kasha, you would say, unless your much better Kasha would be on the shita that says Kasher, and Kasher means not Jewish. There is a shita, I think I've mentioned this before, there is a shita in Yevamos that an Eved Va'akum HaBal Basi saw the Vlad as a kosher because he's not Jewish and there's no Mamzeres by Goyim. In other words, that shita holds that we don't believe in matrilineal descent, we believe in biparent descent. And if one of your parents isn't Jewish, you're not Jewish. So we don't hold that way. We paskin not only is Eved Va'akum HaBasi saw the Vlad is Jewish, but the Vlad is a kosher also. But there is such a shita. So that would be, you know, that would be a more difficult read in the last part, you know, what do you, the last part of the Mishnah. But I think that the shita that the Vlad is a mamzer, so you really can't tell. Right? In other words, to say it's a kasher would be a big stretch. Because then just say, Vlad the Kamoa. Right? The mother's a kasher. If the mother's a Bas Yisrael and the father's an Eved or a Goy, so the Vlad is Kamoa. So when the Mishnah gave the example, Eis is Zev Vlad Shivcha Narfis, it just said Zev Vlad Eved B'Shivcha. And it didn't have to explain any further. Is that Eved B'Shivcha v'Nachri V'Nachris? Right? And as it could have said that. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara says, after the Gemara goes through its own one discussion on Samach Zayin and Beis, Gehedza, Kol Shein La'av Kiddushin.
Kol Shein La'av Kiddushin V'Nachri Beis D'Amar Mechila Barab Amar Yochman U'matu Ba Mishim V'Yamai V'Racha V'Red Rava U'matu Ba Mishim V'Yosef V'Li Amar Kroa.
So on the Bechina I give you when it's closed booked, I'll expect you to tell me what chain of the Amorayim possibilities there were for this Mamer. No, I'm kidding. But okay, so what's the Pasuk they quote? Right, she has to marry an Acher. An Acher is someone who's not related, someone who's really the other. Okay, so now... So therefore you see what? That Krovim Kiddushin wouldn't be Tosin. Now it doesn't spell out what are the Krovim. Presumably Krovim are the Arayas. Ish ish el sh'er b'saro lo sikravu legalo serva. Okay, so Maskevla Rabbi Abba. But just the term, I don't know if I said this year, so I want to be Yotze. What does the term Maskif mean?
It's a logical question.
It's a logical question. Yeah, I see it to the Yisode guy. Taught you well. Maskif is a logic. Mesve omosiv or ase is a brisa. Maskif is a svara. Okay, so he. What was the kasha he asked them? Ema la'acher v'lo l'bein. What Rashi? I'm surprised doesn't say anything here. So here you have to have a little bit of bikias to understand what the assumption behind the question was. Typologically speaking, or conceptually speaking, what was the question?
This is a lesser chiddush.
Right, it's a lesser chiddush. And therefore, what is the Gemara? La'acher doesn't mean la'acher and no krovim. It means la'acher. In other words, if I tell you that, you know, the ball fell somewhere beyond the edge of this Gemara, it might be the ball fell here, but you know for sure that the ball fell at least this far. Right? Tafasta merubalo tafasta. So when you're going to darshan la'acher velo la'krovim, maybe the only karv you can assume that's being excluded by the Torah is the bain. And what does that tell you about the bain? What?
Strictest one.
Not the strictest one, the closest one. You're saying la'acher v'lo l'karov. So who is the uber karov? The bain. Why is the bain considered the karov? Why would it be that the bain, and which erva would that be that we're talking about then? That what? Eshesav. Why is the bain singled out here? Why is the bain the closest karov? Mati?
That's where we learned the Mamzeres from,
No. Right now, this sugya, as Tosus will point out, is blissfully unaware of the issue of that the Gemara in Emdaf Memtes. Right? It's totally working, totally ignoring that Gemara. Why is the bane considered the closest karav? Yes?
That's the most serious punishment.
No, because it could have been the son. It could have been the father. It could have been Ashes Beno. Same punishment, Skila. Yes?
The Yerusha thing, or the thing too far?
So there is, you have to know Chumash and Rashi. It's a Gemara. But the Chumash says, V'im lo yigalas ha-sadeh, v'im ocharis ha-sadeh li-ishacher, lo yigael od, v'yasadeh v'tseiso v'yavel, Kodesh, Lashem kistei acherim la kohen tiyachu zasel. I hope I didn't add an extra word in there. Okay, what is this pasuk referring to? Any of you know? Gulas sadeh. If you makdish sadeachu zasel, if you makdish a stei mikne, a field you bought from someone else, it goes back to the bailim at the yovel if no one redeems it, because you can't be makdish it beyond the yovel because it doesn't belong to you beyond the yovel. But if you makdish your own stei, the din is you have to be podet. You're podet based upon the number of years that are left in the yovel. And if you're not podet, or if someone else is podet before you do it, then in the oval year it goes to the Kohanim.
Like a Mara and Erechim or something?
It's a pasuk in Chumash. There's a psukim. So. Okay. I got that right now? Okay. So, however, Chazal Darshan, Vim lo yigato machar sasadel ish acher. V'lo lebein. If the son redeems the field, then it goes back to the father in the yovel. Why? Because it wasn't the machara sasadel ish acher. The son is not considered an acher. But you'll ask, how does the Gemara know the acher v'lo lebein? Why not some other karov? So the Gemara says, initially, first the Gemara says, I think, because he's come tachas aviv liyud. If the father's not miyayid the amay avriya, then the son can do it. The imliv no yadena. So then the Gemara says, but maybe it should be the ach, because the ach is omei tachta b'makom yibum, and you should figure out the Gemara's answer. So it's a one-on-one, and what's the answer? Why is that not a good raya for ach? Because klum yesh yibum b'makom bein. The only reason why the ach is standing in to do yibum is because there's no child. But if there's a child there, son or daughter, so then there's no yibum. So therefore, the son is considered the closest karov of the father, and therefore when the Torah says, "Amacharas asadeli ish acher," it's la'acher v'lo la'bein. Bein is considered like the father redeemed it. Whereas if it's an acher, so then if it's anybody beyond the bein, even a karov, a brother, an uncle, you name it, under those circumstances we say that it goes to the Kohanim at the time of the Yovel. So when the Gemara here says the Ema, you know, v'hasalish acher v'lo lekrovim, that maybe it should only be Bain, it's because acher could be one step beyond the Bain based upon that Gemara. Yes. Where? Okay, I'm not surprised. It may be more than one place in Shas. That's why the Gemara suggests maybe the pasuk is just telling you that there's no havaya by the bain. If the bain tries to be mekadesh yesh aviv, so that would be fine. So now the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Why? So you could read lo yikach eshes eshes aviv as either a prohibition or a statement of non-efficacy, which is the way it's usually read. Lo yikach is that there won't be likuchen. So the Gemara is, what's that?
If you're
going to
say that, you have to say
that
for all
the yikachs. How many lo yikachs are there? But you have your Isuri Bia charts. So you don't understand the continuation of the Gemara, you know, unless you realize why does the Gemara run to Achos Isha? Because that's the one other erva where it says Vishal Achos Alo Sikach. The only other lakicha I know, almost all of them are ervas, some in Losagale, ervas, whatever. but it's lo yikach ishes eshes aviv, and veishalach asalos yikach. There is veisha sheyikach eshachoso basav vasimel v'rasa rasa v'hiser eserasa chesed hu v'nechusul le'nei v'nei amam. But there it doesn't say you may not be lokeach. It says veisha sher yikach. But I think what? Nope, lo sikach legalos ervasa. It's part of the same sentence. So you know, so we can defeat that one. Okay, that's why, by the way, you're looking at my Isuri Beer chart.
Yeah,
so that's why I started putting the psukim there, because I wanted you to see the formulation of how the lab is formulated. But that's why the Gemara here is they don't talk about. I don't know if anybody talks about that one. It might be in the end that also you could read it that way, but you don't need it. But right now, if we're trying to deflect stuff, so lo yikach eshes eshes aviv, so let's assume that means lo yehe bali kuchen. So now you don't need v'hoysel yishacher. Yes.
But I was just thinking that, like, any time the Torah says the word, it has the word lekicha in terms of marriage, that's what it has to mean if you're a darshan.
Okay, I'm willing to.
Is that true? Would you
there aren't so many. In other words, that's what I'm telling you. When you look in the negative prohibitions, when you talk, there is no. You don't have any cases of you must take. The quote we have lo siyeli isha you have, but you don't have any other cases where you must take, where you would have it in the positive sense. You have neutrals, but you know hikach ish isha v'ala. That's just a statement of fact. And then the lo yikachs are not that common. Most of them are ervas bas bin chovas lo segale ervasan kivas chayina. Right, ervas eshes achicha lo segale. So there are only a few. Even if Daniel was clever enough to pull that one out, but in terms of the straight statement, just lo sikach, and right. See, that's a little. That's lo sikach litzror legalo servasa lebechaya. So you at least have a hefsek between. That. And you also have an asnach that lo sikach. Well, that's very interesting that the Baal HaNasor put that there.
But what hefsek other than the asnach that do you have?
No, that's what I was saying. It's interesting. I'm trying to figure out whether the Baal HaNasor had another choice of trop, which I don't think they did based upon the size of the pasuk, because otherwise their choice to put the asnach that there could have reflected this reading of the Gemara. I don't think so. I think there was no other choice. There was no other way to break up that pasuk. But anyway. But even with Daniel's point, That's the only other one. So there really are very limited number of lo yikachs. So the way I would read the Gemara is that lo yikach would be... So now the Gemara says you don't need it because it says lo yikach hashesh aviv. So now the Gemara answers... So now the Gemara says no. Right, so maybe one is l'chatchila, you're not supposed to marry, and the other is b'diavad, that the kedushin aren't tosin. So which would be which? I'm not sure. That's what I would like to say, but I'm not 100% convinced because will there be havaya or not? You could read it either way. You could lo yikach means don't perform the act of kiddushin or don't.
Or can we say that this is to disagree with that reading of the word yikach and it just means a lot. Don't do it.
No, but then the fact that you have two psukim tells you that even with the evidence it doesn't work. I don't really care. Rav Rashi says lo yikach is not a diavet. Elas har shalei kachena, but the kedusha would be chal, and that's why v'hoysa v'hoysa shacher that the kedusha aren't even chal. Right. Well, in other words, so no, lo yikach means the same thing. The question is, lo yikach means lo yehe ba likuchin, or lo yikach you actually shouldn't take or you shouldn't perform an act of kedusha.
Right. And this drush says that it means that you're not allowed to.
That's the Havamina, right? Ema, you know, one's l'chatchila, one's with the Avid.
Right, so at this point in the Gemara, all words l'chicha should be.
Could be that read that way, yes. That only l'chatchila, yes. So far, yes.
Stop me if I'm too off topic, but why when you made the chart did you not quote this pasuk for Ishtav, but you quoted a different pasuk?
For what?
On the top one of the chart is Ishtav. You were there about Ishtav, Avichalo Tegala, and not this one from Tevara.
Because I was taking from the...
just that parak with all the
yes, correct.
That was it.
Okay. Correct. So you yes, I could have. That's a duplicate in Dvarim, but maybe I should have put that in there. Okay. So now the Gemara says no. Why not? Right. No. So because that's bishalach. That's one of the only. Maybe there was one other one, but there's one other one which it could use. And if it's going to choose this over the ishobita, better this one because this is much more lenient. Ishobita, you would have dismissed as only being Mises Basin, like Eshes Av. So this gets you already Chayvei Krisus. And there's another benefit to Achos Isha. What's the other benefit to Achos Isha? has an unusual kula, that it has, it's only bechayeha. So it was, it's a kavah homer from this to most of the arayas of kares.
Go ahead. So the Gemara says, so once you have that pasuk, you can make a kavah homer to chayve misas based in. That you're not allowed to do lekicha lechatchila, and therefore, once you now all know all the arayos, don't you're not allowed lechatchila to do lekicha. So the pasuk, one pasuk, once it tells you by one, there's no tesis kiddushin. Presumably, that applies across the board. Valchovay sali shacher velo lekaro velo lachosishto and something like that. So that would tell you that there's no tesis kiddushin by any of the arayos. Yes.
So now kicha by achosisha means lechatchila.
Yes.
And kicha by then means
ain't ba lekicha. Or, no, I'd say that
one we have to reserve for the krovin.
You have to reserve for, well which krovin? That's the whole point.
Now we have.
So if you want, I would say, one way or another, you're going to wind up with an extra pasuk. Because if you say, lo yikach is lechatchila, you don't need a pasuk by liyikach ish eshe shaviv. Because it would have been sufficient to tell you, you already know kiddushin, you're not allowed lechatchila to do kiddushin by eshe shav. So if you have a pasuk called chava yisal ish acher, that would be enough to at least teach you that there's no tfisas kiddushin, but you have it at least by eshe shav. The fact that you have a pasuk lo yikach ish eshe shaviv, and then you have the hachas shacher, that extra pasuk now tells you, one of those extra psukim is to tell you that the kiddushin aren tosen by arayas generally.
So
b'di
eved. So we have to say that in order to be able to use the hachas lo yikach ish eshe, then we have to say that lo yikach ish eshe shaviv is the
b'di eved, probably, yes, yes.
Which is the word lekicha.
Is now being read in two different ways, because you have to, because you have no choice. Because it would be extraneous otherwise. In other words, we know that there are two possible. We know that there are two ways to read lo yikachish, lo yikach. We know that, right? But right now, the Gemara prefers to read it as that lo yeh bali kuchen. Okay, go ahead. So that's yes, you could say. And there they're saying, well, chos l'shacher is dafka achosisha. So the answer is, yes, you're right. It could be dafka achosisha. V'yisal l'shacher, v'lo in a situation, not, it's actually not lo l'achosisha, but lo l'bal achosa. Right? No, I'm just inverting it. She couldn't marry the husband of her sister. Right? That would be achosisha, just a different way of putting it. So, the Gemara says, enachanam, in hachinami. Yeah, it's true. That's the way we do read it. But now you only have a pasuk by achosisha, but you make a binyanav. The Gemara says, "Ma achosisha." Okay, so that would be a binyanav. So now the Gemara says, that's nice, except for it works almost, but not completely. Bishlama. Yeah, minas heishesach might be considered more kal in some ways to achosisha, because even though there's no het there laachar misas achiv generally, but b'mako mitzvah we permit eishes ach, whereas achosisha is not permitted b'mako mitzvah. Now the truth is, it's a klutz kasha, in my opinion. Why is it a klutz kasha? Which achos isha is not mutter b'mako mitzvah? What's that? No, achos isha is not mutter if you have a situation of yibum. In other words, if two brothers are married to two sisters and one of the brothers dies, the other brother can't do yibum, even though the yibum would have overridden eishes ach. It can't override achosisha. That's the first, the Mishnah and Yevamos and the first sugya. What's the flaw in that logic? I'm sure one of the Rishonim must comment. The flaw in that logic is adaraba. Achosisha, in that's a case where there are two arayos. Maybe that's why Yibum doesn't override it. But if you take two scenarios, Eishes Ach after the brother dies and Achos Isha after the wife dies, which one is mutter? Well, Achos Isha, though, is always muteris after his wife dies. Eishes Ach is only muteris when his brother dies and had no children, and so on and so forth. So if anything, achos isha is a blanket heter la'achar misas achosa, whereas eshasach is a limited heter la'achar misas achin. Don't give me the case where we say that achos isha is not mutar smako mitzvah is a case where it's achos isha and eshasach. So the Gemara would say, yeah, but eshasach was already done away with, but we're still not allowed to do the mitzvah with a achos ishto here. It's not such a compelling kasha. The eshas ish kasha is a better kasha, which is... No, adaraba. If you, my kasha is much more compelling. No, if you say in the ordinary duration of the, well, what does it mean? In other words,
duration is the entire lifetime of both brothers for Eshesach, and for Achos Isha, it's the lifetime of your wife.
Right, and we're saying that one of them, when your wife dies, her sister is automatically mutaris. When your brother dies,
that's the normal scope of the
Yisr. What's that?
That's the normal scope of the Yisr.
No, but the Gemara regards
that
it.
That's like the equivalent of saying, but like, you know, that like Chomei Tzav Pesach has to be like a less chomer Isser than, I don't know, like something that's also all year round, because like.
So again, so it says that Achos Isha is less chomer, right? Doesn't it tell you that Achos Isha is less chomer than Isha Sach?
Not necessarily. It's just within the scope of the Isser itself.
We're not speaking the same language.
It's very possible.
I'm going to tease you and said you're back in Eretz Yisrael now. Again, Achos Isha.
No, I understand. I understand.
So
I understand
what are you?
But I'm saying within. But that's like. But you're saying, but outside. Once like Achos Isha has a narrower scope than Eshes Ach.
Right.
So I'm saying if you ignore the normal scope of the Isha, and just say, well, what happens once you're.
No, but there is no mako mitzvah by a regular case of achos ishto.
Exactly.
But again,
there's no heter within the normal scope of the iser.
Okay, so I don't like that because we say that Hashem avizachah b'dibur echad with respect to yivama yivavlan ervashish chichalosigale, that basically yibum is, it's not a heter, basically the prohibition of eshasach was only b'makom.
So part of the built-in definition of Isha's Ach was not completely evil?
Yeah, that's how it's understood.
As opposed to an exception to...
Yeah, that's what it means, that they went Emre B'di Berechad. So the whole point is, that is the scope of the Isser. The whole point is about scope of the Isser. And the scope of the Isser of Achos Isha is permitted always after death. The Isha's Ach is only permitted after death with certain conditions. All right, anyway, I'm not going to beat it to death, but that's one kasha of the Gemara. And the kasha of Isha's Ish is that you can't learn from Achos Isha. Go ahead. This one is more compelling. Isha's Ish, Nami, Kala Mifrach. Ella, Amar Rabbi Yonah. So that's like the concluding pasuk of the parsha d'arayos locks them all together. Hukshu kol arayos kulam achos isha. They really hukshu kulam zeh lezeh. So any din you find by one, you could theoretically learn by the other. Of course, we don't learn mamzerus from one to the other, but maybe it's because we have a specific. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Why not? So anyway, machos isha. So then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, okay, so Adam, we know what to read then the Gemara. You got the rest of the Gemara. Fine. Okay, so what we have from this Gemara is that the Gemara needs a makar for what? Tfisas Kiddushin. That Kiddushin are not tosin by Arayas. The Gemara does not any way link it to what? The makar for Mamzeris. In other words, the Gemara could have said in theory that since Kiddushin are not tosin by Chayvei Krasus, that proves to you that the Vlad, since a Vlad from Chayvei Krasus is a Mamzer, therefore obviously Kiddushin aren't tosin in that case. But that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara has a separate makor that Kiddushin are not tosin by Arayos, meaning that which is described in the Mishnah. And separate from the limud of Mamzerus. And that becomes the really launching point for Tosus's discussion. Yes?
Why do we choose Achos Isha? Should we choose more Chamor
Oh, no, no, no. So the point is, for Ish Acher is that we're no longer working on the Acher part in terms of how close. We now find a separate marker total that tells you that there's no Likuchen. Because there are only a couple of psukim that use the Lakshma. They started with Lo Yikach Ish Acher on the assumption that Lo Yikach is you won't have Likuchen. And then they said. What's that?
The Pashas of the Puzzle.
That's what it seems they want to read. I'm not sure that that's Pashas of the real Pshat, but that's the way they want to read. So when they say that Valchoyz Ishacher is not enough, but they say Lo Yikach Ishacher Shaviv combined would be enough, but that's only for the Bain. So now they say, okay, and one Lechatchil, one Bediyavet, okay, but now we have Lo Yikach Ishacher Shaviv, that's Achos Isha. So that would tell you that there's no Likuchen there. And at that point, you don't need the Pasuk, as you said, you don't need the Pasuk by Lo Yikach Ishacher Shaviv, because you know already it's a Kal Vachomer. And the fact that you have that frees up to darshan for Achos Isha. And the Gemara's kasha was, but maybe it's only Achos Isha. The Gemara says, you're right, it is only Achos Isha, and you make a binyanav. And the Gemara says, but the binyanav fails on two arayas. So the Gemara says, okay, hekesh.
So, but after we cheat Achos Isha, we say maybe it's only talking about Achos Isha.
Correct. In other words, maybe once we've established that we've gone beyond. Maybe we've gone beyond Habeim, so maybe Al-Khosh Al-Shacher is only a case where it's not Achos Isham, and it's not, you know, Baal Achosa. So the answer to that question is, in a Hanami, you can read Ishalach Zalusikach as Lachatchila, you can read Al-Khosh Al-Shacher as Bidiyevet for Achos Isha, and from that Achos Isha, you know.
At that step, why would you choose Achos Isha? You should choose.
Well, because once you already have a Pasuk that's told you that, that's the logical association. That's all. I hear your question. If you do want to, you're asking an arithmetical question, and the Gemara is working a little bit on a quantum level, okay, making a jump. Okay, fine.
You want to talk about
all right. So yes.